Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the conversation on the practices of heals. In our mindful awareness, looking for times of growth within the context of our unsettled and restricted times of uncertainty. In the past several meditations, we've talked about H for health, E for activity and exercise, A for awareness, mindful awareness of our floundering selves during this time. And today, the conversation is about the L. And maybe you've guessed it already. The L is about loving kindness. Loving kindness and the meditation of loving kindness. Loving kindness meditation that is about cultivating compassion and love by repeating a series of phrases directed at someone you love, at a neutral person, at yourself, at a much disliked person, and then at all living things. Have you ever wondered if repeating those loving kindness phrases, such as may you be well, may you live with ease and peace, is really a productive use of your time? I know I did for quite some time in years past. It felt a little like pretending in contemplative form. But when I practice this with an open heart, I find that several things happen. Any agitation that I have leaves me. I feel more connected to people whom I love, don't love at all, feel neutral about, and even, I would say, wish that they did not even exist in my environment. And before we practice, I just want to share with you in summary the 6 remarkable benefits of loving kindness meditation that are backed by scientific research. First, loving kindness meditation increases positive emotions. Love, contentment, hope, interest, amusement, and joy, which then had a ripple effect on participants in increasing both life satisfaction and reducing depressive symptoms. 2 things we might not be happy with right now. Second, it quiets that inner critic and improves self-compassion in a way that continues for months ahead. 3, it strengthens our capacity for empathy, literally strengthening and activating areas of the brain responsible for empathy, which in turn benefits all relationships in our lives and our ability to act with compassion. Without compassion, my friends, we will not survive as a community, says the Dalai Lama. Loving kindness meditations are one of the most effective practices for increasing compassion, improving health, well-being, and relationships. And last, a really eye-opening study where researchers found that those with regular experience in loving kindness meditation actually had relatively longer telomere length, which is a biological marker of aging. So in its own particular way, my friends, to embrace and hold loving compassion actually reduces the process of aging, as well as getting rigid or stuck in our opinions and ways. So if you're not already sitting, please do so. Allow your eyes to close, your hands in your lap comfortable, and your breathing soft in your belly. Allow the word loving kindness to come into your mind in whatever shape or color or text or sound it comes in, and be mindful of that feeling, that awareness in yourself of loving kindness when you have had it from time to time, maybe even towards yourself. And now bring to mind someone that you love. See their face, hear their voice. Remember something they've recently done that is so like them, and get a feel for that person in your life that you love. And as you experience your awareness of this person, looking at them from inside, repeat, may you be well. May you be happy. And using their name, may you live with ease and in peace. Breathing into it. And now bring to mind someone that you feel neutral about. Maybe a service worker, or the distant friend of one of your friends. Someone with whom your path of awareness is crossed, and you only have neutral feelings about them. Imagine or see such a person in your mind's eye. And when you have that, repeat inside yourself, may you be well. May you be happy. May you live with ease and in peace. And next, bring to mind someone that you absolutely cannot stand. Bring to mind their face, their voice, their body. And allow that feeling of disgust, dislike, even hatred if it's there, avoidance, and any judgments that are especially close in your mind right now that certainly apply to this person. And be aware of how that feels in your body. There may be tightness or another sensation. And that is the awareness of the experience of intense dislike. Hold that person in your awareness. Be aware of your discomfort. Be aware of any desire that harm would come to them, or any desire that they may be as miserable as those they are making miserable. And then repeat inside the phrases of loving kindness. May you be well. May you be happy. May you live with ease and in peace. Holding that awareness of this person and any changes inside of you. And finally, turn your awareness to yourself, all the parts of yourself that you appreciate and the parts of yourself that you really dislike and are often in the way of good purpose or actions or thoughts. You are simply a mixture, like all human beings, of your temperament, your life experience, and your desire for what is right, fair, or just, and those things to which you always seem to struggle with your reaction. This is the part that the inner critic feeds on. And now, looking at yourself from the inside and all your wonders and struggles, repeat those phrases. May I be well. May I be happy. May I live with ease and in peace. Let those words surround you, my friends. They belong to you and to all people. So let us go out today and practice loving kindness towards self and others, helping it to go stronger during this time. Namaste. Amen.